Seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Debazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
Good evening, everyone. This is Vince Hollywood Kelvin. You're listening to another kick-ass episode of The Real Kings of Pickup. I'm here with no other than Arash Jabbar Motherfucking Debazar, greatest seducer of all time. He is defying the odds and setting a standard above and beyond anything when it comes to seduction. So, we are psyched to be here tonight. How are you, my brother?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good. Everybody, get on my Instagram as soon as you can. Arash Jabbar, IMC, you know. I was going out every Thursday and every Saturday, Vince, since our Venus Moon event, which is about 3.5 months ago. And last week, you know, there's been a new arising of power in me since I came back from Hollywood, actually. And I decided that I might actually go out every single day and every single night. So, you know, right before this phone call, the way things work, I received this text from these two very pretty girls that you guys can look at on my Instagram. It should go up in the next couple of hours. And they invited me out, and I was out. I just got in right now. And, you know, I tell you, man, I tell you, this is one of the most fulfilling and beautiful art forms on the planet. You guys got to get it. You know, Vince and I will show you that people can paint with music. They can paint with brush strokes. They can paint with statues. But we will paint with women. And there's just no denying it. I just literally walked through the door about a minute and a half ago. As I was out, and the interactions and the beauty that I could paint with women and the words and the movement, and God damn it. I mean, I don't know if there's anything more fulfilling, you know? So that's what's going on here. I'm feeling real good, and I should have a new woman stopping by right after this. So let's see if she stops by. If she doesn't, that's great. It'll give me a chance to get out there again and make some shit happen. How are things with you?
Beautiful, brother. Beautiful. It's, as always, a whole new level in unfolding, and so much has shifted during the past 6 months. What's coming in place right now is just powers and abilities, and we always say we're like the right foot, left foot. One moves forward, the other one's moving, and we're like this gigantic machine taking over this world. And there are shifts. It's just like absolutely insane. There's a lot of like magnetism taking place where it's just coming to me. I get more and more and more fucking attention. Every day, I wanted to totally restructure the subtle aspect of how I would relate to women and how they would relate to me based on like the most phenomenal aspects of like, you know, women being mesmerized by celebrities and so on. And for a little bit of time, it felt like, you know, there was almost like a regression, I would say. But now it's coming into play. All that has been gained, so I cannot wait to share that. And I'm also doing a lot of trance work with the guys to really have them appreciate themselves more and more. And that's really powerful. That's really beautiful to notice how impactful that is. So super psyched. GSLR coming up right around the corner. Speakers were contacting me today. They're getting psyched, preparing, and so on. And I think we are ready to answer questions. I had to mute a lot of you guys because there was a lot of noise on your lines. I have the ability to mute or remove you here on the control panel. So please do your part and make sure you call from a quiet place, or if there are sounds, you mute yourself and mute yourself when we take questions. So we are ready for questions. Who's going with the first question tonight?
Hey, this is Koza Noshura from San Jose. Got a quick question. In a recent interaction, at one point I asked the girl to, I think Arash, how you phrase it, is check something internal, sort of like check in with her breathing and just be mindful of the body. So my question is, what's the next step? What happens after that?
What are you trying to accomplish?
I would say seduction in general. I guess I kind of just grabbed something that just popped into my memory from one of the lectures, and I thought I would try it in the moment, but I suppose I didn't have an overall goal in mind.
That's where you have to go. You have to decide why you're doing that. So if you got her to look inside and pay attention to breathing, well, you did it. Now where are you going to go with it? So you have to tell me, because if you say overall seduction, that, you know, it doesn't work. You say, what I'm trying to get her to do is ABC. That can tell you where to go next. But that's the point, everybody, is your moves have to have a purpose. If you're playing chess, you're not just making a move. You're making a move with a strategy in mind. So to me, life is chess. Seduction is chess. And that's what you have to keep in mind. That's my answer.
Got it.
It's important to make the distinction, and that's for everybody, since the question was not directed specifically towards me, to remember, in private, you practice all those skills individually. And yet, when it comes time to use them, don't use them out of obligation or because you think, oh, I should do this or that. Use them based on outcome. Okay? What's my outcome? What do I want to accomplish here? Because you may be under the impression that you should use this specific skill or that, when in fact something else may come into play. So remind yourself, what is it that I want to accomplish? Very good. So what's the next question, gentlemen? Question?
Yeah, I'll ask a second one. I know in Aphrodite's Prince we talk a lot about some. I'll try not to be too specific with it, but in general, this grounding, this idea of grounding, and I know you talk a lot about this, even on the Monday call, like the but seriously, can that be used in texting also? Is there a time in texting to sort of ground it and be, that's all.
Okay, you got to exercise a polarity so it leads somewhere and you stay in the lead as a man. Avoid stacking too much of the same thing. And if you're being playful, okay, women, you know, here's one thing that will hook women more than anything else. They love to figure things out. Think about it, jigsaw puzzle, even the shows like Unsolved Murder shows and so on. They found out that the majority of people watching those shows were women. Initially, they wanted to air them at night, but now they air them in the Midwest more than anywhere else where they feel the most housewives watching this at home. They love to solve things. And if a guy presents only one dimension, very rapidly they're going to think, okay, I got him figured out. But if you present polarities, they are constantly going to search and they want to figure you out. So they obsess about it. More and more, you'll start to hear. I hear very often women making those proclamations. They go, I know, you're very bright. Out of nowhere. And that tells me, okay, she's been thinking about it. So if you're very playful, you know, they go, oh, wow, this guy is fun. But fun, they know. If on top of that, suddenly you operate in a way that's very authentic, you go, you know, but seriously. And maybe you start to educate her. And around you, she feels like she's growing. Then she's going to go, oh, okay, he's very bright. He's fun, he's very bright. What is he? And I use that to get them to hook even more and start to obsess about you. Okay? So make sure that you also go to this place. And I think what you're referring to is going to that place where you have no problem as a man to just fucking say it as it is. If from your opening you were, hey you, I'm talking to you for one single reason. You appeal to me, I don't know you, and I want to find out what you like in bed because I'm a very sexual man and you're a sexual woman and you're unaware of it. We could pull that off. I know I could. Okay? But for most people that would just be like, what the fuck? But eventually you got to get to that place where, okay, this is what it's about. Are you woman enough to handle me? Because me, I'm man enough to voice that, no problem. And then you don't try to be cool. You don't try to be cute. You just, that's it. That's me. take it or leave it. Now, via text, I would keep the text a little more brief, and texting is to either you busy or the logistics are not in place on her side to keep the thing going and the little attraction sparks, but I would not go too deep via text, because eventually it's got to be that it's in person that is being said. So that would be my take. I don't know, brother, if you want to add to this or if we take the next question.
Next question.
Question, gentlemen. Thank you, Kosanotra.
Thank you.
Okay, gentlemen, there's quite a few of you on the call. We're practicing silence. Yeah, I had to mute quite a few people. There's a world record of you guys who are muted. I heard somebody else that was going to ask a question just before. There was another voice.
I have a question if nobody will go.
Great, please. What is your name?
It's Shane from Canada. How are you guys handling women? I'm experiencing where, just from my attitude alone, they fall really quick and they want to be the girlfriend. So I'm wondering how you guys handle women that fall really quick, or down the line they fall for you and they want that provider, they want that boyfriend role. But, you like them. I really like these girls, but they're nowhere near. I don't want them as a girlfriend. So I'm wondering if you just literally, like, kick them aside, or you say, go elsewhere, or I'm just really curious, or I would love to know how you guys handle that sort of situation.
This is what I face every day. I could have 7 girlfriends right now. I love it. I love it. I want every girl to want me as her man, as her mate. Doesn't mean I'm going to be that. Of course not. But I want that, because then I have full compliance and I have support, I don't see why that's a problem. I think that when that's not the case, that's a problem for me. I just hung out with 2 really pretty girls that I've been hanging out with recently, And they don't want me as their boyfriend. That's a fucking problem, dude. You know what I mean? I have a fucking problem with that. So if I continue, there's no doubt they're going to want me as their boyfriend. Because why? Because that's what I do. That's what I do. That's who I am. I'm supposed to trigger her biology to look at me and say, God, I'll do anything to be with him. And she tells me, and that's great. Fantastic. If you watched, I did a live lecture last Wednesday night. And there was a new girl there, Kessa, very beautiful. And if you watched towards the end, I said, it's my girlfriend Hannah, is my girlfriend Jessica, is my girlfriend Elisha, and I said, this is Kessa, not my girlfriend, but a good close friend of mine or something. And she goes, well, at least not yet. And then live, she goes, not yet. And then behind the breath, with that people didn't hear, is she said to Jessica, oh, he'll see, watch. And I love that. I love that. I fucking love that. She wanted to come see me tonight, but I have somebody else I'm going to hang out with who's new. I'd rather hang out with someone new than someone old, right? You know how that is. So I don't see a problem with it. And how do I deal with it? Hey, my choice. It takes 2 people to be boyfriend and girlfriend, not 1. So I'll just hang out with them. And, right now there's probably 4, I don't know, I stopped counting, stopped mattering, that want to be my girlfriend. But no, there's 1 that is going to be my girlfriend, and you guys will see her. And she has to jump through a bunch of hoops before I do that. But it's okay, man. I mean, what else do you want? They're saying, let's flip this. Let's flip the frame. Let's switch it. You have a girl that you want as your girlfriend. Not just hang out with, not just bang. You actually look at it and you go, God, I want her as my girlfriend. Imagine all the things you would do for her. So, great. I want that on the other side. I don't want them just want to hang out with me like these chicks did tonight. You know what I mean? Like, I'm there hanging out with these girls. And I'm just like, fuck, these bitches need to be more into me. This is bullshit. Bullshit. I'll get them there. Trust me, I will. But once they're there, then we have the proper relationship. Right now, I'm not having a proper relationship with these women. But I am definitely using my interactions with them to set up the environment, because they're very, very good looking. A lot of people know them. I've infiltrated a new group, a new social circle. And I'm infiltrating a new area in my neighborhood, you could say, a new neighborhood. And this is their neighborhood, so I'm using them to get in. So it doesn't matter if they're not into me yet, because through them I've already met so many beautiful women. But I need to trigger in them that feeling that you said. And if you've triggered it, congratulations. Now what do you do? Nothing. Keep going, triggering as many women as you can. That's what I do.
I hear you. I feel you. I think that first and foremost, you need to refine and redefine and redesign your sense of a girlfriend. Okay? Because you should only think of it in a way that's appealing to you. So it's time for a little triage and remove some of the things that are of no appeal to you. You know, a lot of people, they view that as settling. Okay? So redesign, rethink a superior sense of, okay, what would that mean for me to have a girl as my girlfriend? Because it's very different. I mean, when we hear you, Brother Arash, say girlfriend, it's something completely different than for the guy who goes like, oh, she's my girlfriend, you know? I'm just saying that, but I assume the conditioning and everything, of course. So, guys, redesign your sense of a girlfriend, okay? This will also help you eliminate what's too far from that. If a girl starts to go, her sense of you being her boyfriend is too far from that, you know, okay, that's not what I want. Then from there, eliminate more from your pickup, anything that is non-pickup, that's not pure pickup. You know, when I hear guys, for example, in the early on in the interaction, tell a girl, like, well, what are you looking for in a relationship? I want to pull my hair off. I go, oh, fuck. You're going to trigger the worst from this woman. Because any woman that tells you, oh, what I'm looking for in a relationship is this, this, and that, first, is probably based on failures from the past. So it's just a fucking mismatch of what didn't work, and she's got no clue. Otherwise, she would be in a relationship that's working right now. So whatever they may say, oh, I'm looking for this and that, is completely off. It's a pure lie. And then if they got that, they probably wouldn't want it. And what they want is simply something completely different. So remove any illusion and any residues of the dating frame. Do pick up. And right away, part of doing pickup is to also educate them. Instead of bringing up a topic like, oh, what are you looking for in a relationship, or wrestling with her because she says the word relationship and so on, part of educating, you go, you know, it's funny. A lot of people, they think they know what they want. But if they really knew, they would be much happier in life. I think that, take for example, relationships. People always go like, oh, I want a relationship. They're in a relationship. They don't want to be in one. They're not in one. They want to be in one. It's confusing to most. I think that we should explore. There are so many more richer ways. And now you intrigue her and you start to educate her. There was a program many years ago called Build a Better Girlfriend, where you would, as part of it, you got to start to educate her. Because sometimes they have great potential, but it's so polluted by the mass media and so on, where they've been taught what they should be looking for, and that's not what they want. Okay? And then the next area of improvement is going to be that you still have that false sense of responsibility of babysitting. How many times did you have a crush on a girl where you're fantasizing about a girl, where you're ready to go the distance with that girl, and she had no problem? She didn't go out of sympathy, try to go, oh, that poor guy. Okay? So love, sex, and romance is equal opportunity for everybody, male, female, and so on. Sometimes you be the one leaving, and sometimes you be the one left. Some people can be together, some people can be with other people, and on both sides you can do that. If you try to babysit and preserve the other person from having to go through any of that, it's like raising children and making sure that they never go in the world, you're crippling them. So there too is another area where you educate women so they no longer act and behave like victim and use words like, oh, you're hurting me. No, it's impossible for a human being to hurt another person. If somebody is that devious that they intentionally cause harm to another person, then why the fuck were you with that person or around that person in the first place? And if they do it remotely, then they're a fucking criminal. So that would be my take on it. And you stimulated my mind. So thank you. We're ready for the next question. We got about 10 to 15 more minutes. So Let's talk the question, gentlemen. You're always adorable, like dormant from your day or whatever, but we're here to make some headway. So what questions do you have? Who's next? Nobody. Oh, God, I love you guys. If you're brand new listening for the first time to the podcast, send a quick email to vince@seductioncoaching.com. We're going to send you a recorded live stream of Arash and I as a welcome gift. Send a quick email, vince@seductioncoaching.com, and we'll give you a kick-ass live stream. GSLR is coming up. It's gslrconvention.com. gslrconvention.com. They're going to be a jump in price again in about a week, so heads up for that.
Hey, this is Paul, San Francisco. I've got a question.
Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, great. You've mentioned in one of the previous podcasts that girls will no longer ask you to get things and do certain things. So if you're still having that type of problems, is it like that you're coming in not strong enough? It's your inner game, just your overall approach, or what would be the next step to like avoid that type of stuff?
I'll pass this on to you, Vince.
Restate your question, Paul. I knew you were going to pass.
Sure. Oh, sure. In a previous podcast, or rather a previous call, you mentioned that girls will no longer ask you to get things for them and that type of stuff.
Say that again. Right there, I mean, volume-wise, it's there. I'm not registering what you're saying. Would you say it again, please?
Okay, certainly. In a previous call, you stated
mentioned.
So if you're still having those type of problems where girls will ask you to get things and so on, like, what's your next step to rise above that? Like, are you coming in with...
Give me an example.
Sure, yeah. I had that happen actually at the last boot camp at the Clift Hotel. I approached two girls, started talking to them, and I had... it was the mustache party, and I had a mustache on. And then it came up. They asked about the mustache, and I said, they give them out at the front. And they asked, could you go get us some?
Yeah, but I think that was answered that one night, and that's a long time ago. And that means if you're still thinking about that, that means you didn't take that many steps in between, okay? Whenever we don't take action to the full extent of our capacity, the mind starts to wonder why we're not doing that, and it begins to search. And it will search anywhere and may end up in strange places. So... I think I mentioned that not too long ago. A dear friend of mine who's a really famous actor quizzed me and said, Vince, what's the antithesis, the opposite of fear? And I replied the classic answer, courage, faith. He said, no, action. Okay? So much more action. You come across as a very nice, polite person. So anybody that likes to ask people to get stuff for them will quickly go perfect candidate. So that's one thing you change. You bring about your edge, and all of those are areas of work, you know. And if somebody shows up at the gym one day and they already were practicing other sports and they do cardio every day, it's not going to be a big stretch for them to say, okay, now I want to put on some mass. It's still going to take incredible effort. But if somebody shows up at the gym and we say, when was the last time you exercised? Oh, I never really did any exercise in my life. It's like, okay, good luck. We got to get going. So that person should do 10 times more than anybody else. Okay? And that's the part that you must recognize and realize. Okay? I mean, it's such a long time ago. And then you can do something as simple as laughing at them and then go, yes, my dear, anything else. But all of that will be of no avail because you heard that before until you understand that with everything comes a price to pay. And the further you are from something, the faster you need to not even walk. You need to fucking run. You need to dive in. Okay? And, always a pleasure to see you around, but you got to get that part. Until you get that part, the other parts are not coming together. And you got to dive in with a fucking edge, like you're a tiger and you're hungry and you're walking around and you want that meat. Okay? So that's what's missing. It's missing for a lot of people. It's not a personal thing. It's kind of the ways of the world today. Fewer are those who will go the full journey, dive in, and just make it happen until, okay? And I even remember times when I said, hey, we have another free lecture tomorrow. Come back. And you'd be like, I don't know. I have to think. I have to look. Because there's that little fear of like, oh, what's going to happen to me? Okay? So, if even then you go, oh, I don't know, then you got to do your part. So, one more question, gentlemen. GSLR is coming up. I'm going to be in New York first, Rash and I, this Sunday in New York City. I'm going to be there live in person with a couple locals, really awesome guests and movers and shakers of the community over there on the East Coast. And Rash will be there via broadcast. We're reviving the community on the East Coast. There's going to be an amazing lineup. Satori PUA, this guy named Cassidy is going to be there. We're talking to other guys, and I got a beautiful seminar room over there. It's this coming up Sunday, I think the 30th, and it's going to be free. So messages, contact us to be there. I have showed up in New York some 10, 15 years ago where 100 guys were there in a room, and because the best is yet to come, we want to revive the community for all the guys over there, you know, so more people get to know more people and so on. It's a pre-GSLR mini event in New York. And the following weekend, I'm doing a boot camp over there. It's my only boot camp outside of Los Angeles and San Francisco this year. So anybody closer to the East Coast, jump on board. The starting point is still at 400. It's going up every couple of days as we get closer. We take one final question tonight. Okay, it's all good, gentlemen. You can ask more in the future. For now, I pass it to Rash, my brother. However you want to spend the next 3-4 minutes to share with the group.
Well, you know, my staff members at IMC, some of them have been with me for a very long time. Tokuraba has been working with me for 17 years. See, I met the guy when he was 12 years old, and I asked him at 12 years old if he'd one day like to be the head instructor at IMC. He said yes. I said, good. That's who he is now. He's been watching me for a long time. 31 now, you know, or 29, 30, whatever the fuck he is. And Electra would be next in line in the amount of years. 11 years and 3 months ago, this girl met me, and I asked her, without dating her, ever, I picked her up. I had broken up with my ex-girlfriend at the time. I drove her to a parking lot, and I said to her, I just broke up with my girlfriend. We just met. I'm going to ask you a question. You have to answer it, and you get one chance. If the answer is yes, we move forward. If not, I drop you off. Would you like to be my girlfriend? This is a 100% question. It's not a halfway question. And I turned my face to the left and gave her some space because we were in the same car. I'd never hung out with her. And she said, yes. 11 years and 3 months later, she's here still and has witnessed me do what I had promised her to do consistently. The kind of person that I am, for whatever reason, I'm that guy that does stuff like this. Okay? And I'm telling you right now, everybody, listen carefully, because I'll give you predictions that will come true. This art form and the way that we're doing it will one day be admired as one of the most important skills any human being has. I know this because I go out and I do it. I do it constantly. The people that have been out with me, Robert's online, many others, they see a world that's beyond your world. And it's not because I'm so good looking or so rich and all that. It's because I have skills. This is the art form that is magic. If you know social dynamics at a high level, you cannot be stopped in a world of humans. Because wherever you go, you're going to deal with humans and you will own them. I own them. and I keep getting better and better and better. I think you're misunderstanding and missing the point. In 2012 or 13, I think it was, my first pickup artist convention, where I was voted greatest pickup artist on the planet and the rookie coach of the year, first person to ever get those two together, I said, I'm teaching you something that's like an atom bomb, and you are using it to go dig a little hole in the backyard with it. You're missing something. You're missing what this is. And that was 4 years ago, and today I sit here in a condition that many of you would like to be in, if not every one of you. When it comes to success, women, life, and the fame that I continue to acquire every day. I'm not just saying how great I am. I know how great I am. I'm greater than anybody could compliment me, actually. What I'm saying is you need to understand how great this art form is. Before my teacher, Manu, before he died, he was very clear. In fact, when you do Wikipedia, they have this quote there. You know, I just looked it up. And this is a quote that I told the world, Manu said, because he said it to me before he died. He said, Arash, your only obligation is to your art, and you know this. I'm now really beginning to understand this about 18 years after he passed away. As every day I give more and more to this art form that has truly saved my life many times over and has granted me every wish that I ever wanted. I feel like I have a genie's bottle called seduction. You need to understand what it is you're learning. I need to understand who you're learning this from. Keep watching and mark my words as my staff members at IMC are sitting there now with big, proud smiles, shoulders back, because I told them, stick around and you'll see, and they're watching it. One of my students, Vimok, got to go out with us last week, Saturday. I'm going to make him a great pickup artist. Okay, so pay close attention, because I announced I'm going to create a great pickup artist. I'm going to make him a coach. He's going to teach you guys how to do it, but I'm going to teach him how to do it. And one of the things he said when I had him debrief the staff, we were with some celebrities that night, and he said to the staff, he said, it was very interesting because the celebrities seemed so small compared to Arash, and they just seemed like they weren't there, and everybody was watching him. I said, yeah, that's social dynamic power right there. I truly believe in the world of humans, you could get whatever you want if you understand what I know. I am the first to demonstrate it, and I'll continue to demonstrate it. But you must study it with the proper respect to the art form. If you were learning how to do brain surgery and you knew one day you would save a human's life or kill them, you should approach that subject with a certain level of respect, seriousness, diligence, commitment, things like that. And if you were being taught brain surgery and you approach it as if you were going to be working at McDonald's and flipping hamburgers, you would not get it. This is what I see happening. You are watching a man take over the world and cut through it in the most truthful, honest way, and I cannot be stopped. I am untouchable until I die. That day will come, and when it comes, it comes. But you must understand, I am doing something. I'm demonstrating an art form that I'm very good at. And I'm trying to teach you this thing. So wake the fuck up already. Wake up already. Okay? You need to understand what it is that's happening here. Open your goddamn eyes, guys. For real. Something very interesting happened in the last week. I think some of you are aware of it. And to me, it was such an honor. You know, I remember when I picked up the book, The Game, and there was a section on a guy named Ross Jeffries. I'm sure he'll listen to this. And I remember he seemed like such a wizard at that time and such an incredible guy. And wow, if I could do what he could do. And I showed up to a boot camp of his prior to meeting Mystery. And I was at the boot camp and I had a conversation with him. And afterwards I called Electra, who was my girlfriend at the time, and I said, I have to make a decision, Electra. I'm either going to study with this man that I just watched right now, or I have to meet up with Mystery, but I can't do both because he just talks so much shit about Mystery. And I have to make a decision. If I study with that guy, or this guy at the time, then I won't go to Mystery's boot camp, but I've never met him yet. But if I go with Mystery, I may not study with him. I said, I'm thinking, get this, I'm thinking I'll just study with this guy. She said, Arash, why don't you just meet the other guy? I said, you know what? You're right. I should meet him. I ended up meeting Mystery, and I chose to study with Mystery. And I told Mystery I would be the greatest student he ever had, and I am. And I said I would surpass Style, and I did. And here I am. And I said I would keep his name in my speech, as I always do. All stood true to my word. Now, here's what's so interesting. 4 or 5 days ago, Ross Jeffries takes a screenshot of me telling him to fuck off after he's been spewing his hate on somebody else's post about myself and Vince. And he takes a screenshot of what I said, and he posts it on his Facebook. And to me, you know, I was in the staff meeting when I saw this happen, and I started laughing, and I showed everybody. I said, Electra, do you remember when I read the book The Game, and this was just a man who was a legendary myth? I said, he is now using my name to get some notoriety and to get some fame. I said, look at this. From being a person who just read a book to being the guy that the guy in the book now needs to use to try to make a name for himself. I crushed him. And I'll continue to crush him and anybody else who steps in our way. Please understand, these are skills that you're learning. And if you could do this, you could get any woman on the planet. I've yet to fail. Maybe there's a woman out there who listens and say, Arash, try to fuck me and you couldn't. She's lying. I haven't missed yet. Okay? I haven't missed yet. I promise you on my life, I haven't missed yet. So there's no reason for me to lie. Maybe I will, but I haven't missed yet. If I put my sights on someone, I got them. Same thing with the goal. So wake up, study hard, know who you're learning from, and Vince is listening. I think that one thing I want to say is Ross made a prediction about you and I, Vince. Within 1 year, they'll be fighting and not talking to each other. You old senile fool. Even if that was going to be true, for whatever goddamn reason, the fact that you said it, I promise you on my life it won't be true now. You see, this is how you guys have to understand how to use hate in your life. If anything ever comes up in the future that would possibly break Vince and I's relationship, I guarantee you, because of him saying that, I will bend over backwards, upside down, lick Vince's foot, just to make sure our friendship stays. Because he said that, he solidified my friendship forever with Vince, or until he's not around anymore, due to old age and seniility and whatever fucking bullshit he deals with. This is the art form. It's way beyond getting women, but women are the ones that teach us how to do this by interacting. So that's my 2-piece, 3-piece, 10-piece, I'll pass it on.
Beautiful, brother, beautiful. Gentlemen, something came to mind. I know that, by the way, brother, I just got another text that somebody wants us in another movie. And they said, oh, you guys are such badasses, so I'll share that with you just after this phone call. But
beautiful.
We are filming for that documentary on the life of Arash and myself, and it's becoming very rich, so they got to interview my parents, and the topic of school and my behavior in school came to be. And I reflected back, and I was doing extremely well in school, but I could not tolerate the school system. The reason I'm bringing this up, gentlemen, is because, you know, like, for example, tonight you call and you didn't really ask many questions, and that's absolutely fine. And I've reached a place of, like, you know, not responsibility for it, but genuine caring for that unnecessary struggle. And I was talking with my mother about the school system, and I said, you know what? Never mistaken, education that serves a person into evolution, human evolution, the expansion of creativity and so on, and education whose sole purpose is conditioning. And more, I will voice that a lot of what you guys may think is something that is wrong with you, or you too much like this or not enough like that, drop that fast. It's just the result of years. You know, we're talking about the accumulation of knowledge by putting in the effort. Even if you were not really fond of being in school, you still spend years being told what to do and so on, and that is really crippling to your own evolution as a powerful man who suddenly realizes that you want to thrive with women. So I'm going to bring a lot of simple realizations that when you hear them, you're going to be, oh, yeah, to really make it even more obvious for you guys that it is not you. It is not a personal thing. It's not that you're too much like this, that you're not playful enough and so on. It's just that we all went through an extended period of time of conditioning. And I kind of bailed out of it by having the support of my family to be a pest in school. And I don't know what your schooling experience was, but it is obvious as somebody who's been teaching for now over 2 decades, and if I count the years of teaching music and so on, that's 3 decades, that the learning approach to pick up must be relearned. And I really want to help you guys with that in simple ways. We have this beautiful event to honor Arash's mentor, and it was a revelation. The revelation was that when I state you guys are sleeping giants, you went dormant, it's proven to be true that one night when all those gentlemen who at first didn't feel really comfortable, didn't express themselves really freely, if initially I had said you on stage now, that would have been a really awkward experience for the audience. But by the end of it, everybody was so free on stage. I just sat down to witness the whole thing. So much wonderful things are coming. And I'm really looking forward to all of that, brother. And I personally not even name because it's inexistent. I know truth that if revealed would cause this person to be publicly humiliated globally. But, you know, I am who I am, and people only speak about themselves, so I will only talk greatness to you guys, and I will not even need to voice what is inexistent, irrelevant, and false from the get-go and false from the start. So, thank you, gentlemen. We will see many of you in New York, and GSLR, keep it up. Who you are is even greater than the best you can imagine about yourself. Thank you, my brother. Always.
Yes, brother. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starters kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com. Now, and remember, stay sexy.